Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mainly clear skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 37. Northerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 7 above. 35 tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the legislative session of 2023 rolls along in Topeka, Kansas State Senate President Ty Masterson has come out to talk about his top two priorities he'd like to see done and completed by the end of the session this year.
We want to just be school choice. We want to give parents and students choice. We know that's a tough subject in this, with divided government, it's tough, but we really are advocates for the parents. And I think COVID revealed to us the need for that. When you saw a lot of this stay-at-home attempts at learning, and I think our parents need choice. That's probably number one. Number two is tax. And I was pleasantly surprised that the governor came out. Republicans have pushed for lower taxes on retirement for quite a while, so that's part of it. And I think there's some optimistic. I think there might be a vein looking at what the options are with food and retirement tax. We would love to see tax flatter, simpler, lower. So I think those are probably the top two.
Good American Network News.
It's the month of love, and Midwest Kia is here to play matchmaker. You'll fall in love with a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience that makes Midwest Kia a better way to buy. Find yourself swooning over a brand new 2023 K5 or Sorento, the newly redesigned Kia Sportage, or the revamped 2023 Telluride. Fall head over heels at the largest selection of available new cars in town. And find comfort in Midwest Kia's fair pricing guarantee. Never over sticker. As always, we're in it for the long haul. Strike up a relationship with our great staff and know that you'll be taken care of for years to come with Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you experience our better way to buy, you cannot help but love Midwest Kia. If you are looking for the perfect match, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Police in Riley County are offering seatbelt training for those who may need it, especially with those with young children. WIBW reports that the officers are willing to help those that are in need of changing their children's car seats and may not know the proper way, as they say they want to educate those who may not know much about those if they're relatively new parents. But most importantly, they want to make sure the children are safe while driving around.
Main purpose is safety. It's safety for your kids, teaching them what parents can do to keep their kids the safest in the vehicles. So in the event of an accident or anything like that, then they know their kid has the best likelihood of not being injured.
That audio from WIBW News. The department is offering the training every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the fire department's headquarters. In other news, OSHA, or the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, announced that they are recommending a nearly $200,000 worth of fines after an apprentice technician died from an electrocution at a construction site in Kansas City. According to the investigation, the federal agency said the company did not follow the required procedures that could have prevented the death.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska Hospital Association, along with the Nebraska Rural Health Association, officially released a plan to the state legislature called the Roadmap to Strong Rural Healthcare earlier this week, where the documents outlined many challenges that are faced by rural healthcare, along with the proposed legislation strategies and solutions in the state.
Rural hospitals also operate as an economic anchor in the local communities, supporting good jobs, good paying jobs, and a few infusing local economies with spending on goods and services. In our great state, we have 63 critical access hospitals, which are rural hospitals with fewer than 25 beds. In 2020, hospitals like these supported more than one out of every 12 rural jobs. Simply put, investment in rural health care is an investment in the future of Nebraska.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Information about the 2023 Kansas legislature is available through the legislative hotline. Calls are answered by experienced reference and research librarians at the State Library. Information may include who your local legislators are with contact info, status of bills proposed, and other details as to the legislative process. The legislative hotline is toll-free, 1-800-432-3924. An email option is available at infodesk@ks.gov. Prairie Hills USD 113 will hold a special Board of Education meeting this Saturday, February 4th, 10 a.m. at the Wetmore Academic Center to conduct a public hearing for the proposed closure of the Wetmore Academic Center. An injury accident was reported in Washington County last Wednesday. Colton Ripke of Greenleaf and George Ayers of Washington collided at the intersection in the 200 block of West 1st Street in Washington. Ayers was transported to the Washington County Hospital. Bond is set at $250,000 in Pawnee County for 31-year-old Joshua Hartfield, who is accused of domestic assault and firearm possession with a felony related to a January 1st incident with family members. Dr. Cheryl Rice was named Chief of Staff at Community Memorial Healthcare in Marysville and will serve a 2-year term as liaison with administration, presiding over staff meetings, and will act as a spokesperson for hospital activities. Rice has been in practice as a surgeon at CMH for the past 5 years. An initiative by TC Energy matching employee contributions has generated over $120,000 over the past month toward the Washington County Hospital. The effort was initiated in response to community support of the company charged with cleanup of the oil pipeline spill, which continues. A $50,000 anonymous donation was matched by the company as part of that total raised. Winter formal was Saturday at Marysville High School with Muriel Tambo, crown queen, and Thomas Barron's king. Hanover Queen Jamie Bruna and King Dean Lupin were crowned Friday, and at Frankfurt, Winter Formal Queen was Clara Key and the King, Delvin Emricks. Washington County High School will crown the King Queen of Court this Friday night. King candidates are Matthew Kern, Connor Geppner, and Jaden Otot, with Queen candidates Bree Boykin, Mallory Tegadoff, and Abby Solon. High school students of Marshall County are invited by the Marysville American Legion Post 163 to compete in the annual American Legion High School Oratorical Scholarship Program. Kansas American Legion District 10 includes Marshall, Washington, Nemaha, and Brown counties. The subject in the oration portion of the contest must be about some phase of the Constitution of the U.S., emphasizing duties and obligations of a citizen, and must be 8 to 10 minutes in length. Competition will take place Saturday, February 11th, at the Nemaha County Community Center in Seneca. Cash prizes will be awarded to the top three, with $500 for first place. Additional state and national competition participants will qualify for up to $25,000 in scholarships with travel expenses covered. High school students grades 9 through 12 interested in entering this competition may request an application packet by contacting Jim Swim Jr. at Marysville, chair of the American Legion District 10 Oratorical Committee. His number is 785-562-8390. You may also contact your high school counselor to receive an application packet, or for more information, go online to legion.org/oratoricle. American Legion Boys State of Kansas is taking registrations for its 2023 session. The event scheduled June 4th through the 10th at Kansas State University. Boys State is for individuals who complete their junior year of high school in the spring prior to the start of each session. This year, the program will be expanded to include those who will complete their sophomore year of high school this spring. Application deadline is April 30th. For information, contact your local American Legion post, email ksbstate.org, or phone 785-550-6492. Marysville Chamber and Main Street annual meeting and celebration is coming up this Saturday evening at 6, the Arts Center in Marysville. Reservations are requested. Tickets are $20 from Stacy Mayer at the Chamber Main Street office. Guest speaker will be Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development. His weekly radio program, Kansas Profile, airs each Saturday morning on KNDY. Ag Outlook 2023 will air again this Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on KNDY, as the Mid-America Ag Network takes an in-depth look at livestock and grain prospects for Midwest farmers and ranchers. Airing again Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. Larry M. Heenick, age 71, of Rural Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary. In charge of arrangements for Larry Heenick.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying slightly cooler throughout the region today. Sunshine with our highs in the upper 20s and lower 40s. Northwest winds between 5 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Temperatures staying very chilly overnight tonight. Clear skies with our lows in the single digits and lower teens. Northeast winds still between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. More sunshine on Friday with our highs in the lower 30s and lower 40s. And staying mild throughout Friday night, partly cloudy skies with our lows in the lower 20s and lower 30s. A nice warm-up throughout the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower 40s and mid-50s. Southwest winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear over Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Still more sunshine on Sunday with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. And partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. This drier and warmer pattern will continue early next week with a slight chance for some snow showers on Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early February, 41. Record high on this date, 74. The average low, 19. Record low, minus 15. Sunrise this morning, 7:33. Sunset this evening at 5:48.
Groundhog Day may be the modern world's favorite weather lore event, but it's really an appropriation of an older observance. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 2nd, the 33rd day of the year. Singer Graham Nash has a birthday, and the town of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania's first Groundhog Day celebration was on this day 136 years ago. You know the weather lore. If the groundhog sees his shadow, six more weeks of winter are on the way. But the hedgehog is a relative newcomer to the lore surrounding February 2nd. For centuries, this was known as Candlemas, a holy day in the Roman Catholic Church, and significant as the halfway point between the winter solstice and spring equinox. And yes, it had its own weather proverb, surprisingly similar to the groundhog's. It went like this: if Candlemas Day be clear and bright, winter will have another fight. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find your local weather outlook at almanac.com.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It may be early, but the Big 12 Conference has officially released their football schedule for the 2023 season coming up this fall. And the first game of the season kicks off with the Kansas Jayhawks on August 31st against Missouri State, followed by Kansas State Wildcats taking on Southeast Missouri on September 2nd. Some of the games for the Jayhawks this season include BYU, Central Florida, and Cincinnati, but are not set to face off against Baylor, TCU, West Virginia, or Houston this year. In the Wildcats' schedule, they added games including Central Florida and Houston, but will be missing their annual matchup against the Oklahoma Sooners and West Virginia. In other news, in college basketball that's ongoing right now, the top 25 teams for the Associated Press have been updated for the latest college basketball polls, with Kansas State dropping down slightly and KU working their way back up. The latest poll has the Kansas State Wildcats slightly above the Jayhawks, sitting at number 7 right now with a record of 18-3. The Kansas Jayhawks are sitting 8th with a record of 17-4.
Start the new year off right by making sure your house looks its best. Call Burwell Construction, 794-3430. Windows, siding, roofing, 794-3430. Remodeling, Burwell Construction can handle it at 794-3430. Burwell Construction also has fencing, 794-3430, or online at burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service,
which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Baseball season is right around the corner, and the Kansas City Royals are holding another pair of meetings as the team continues to work to decide where to build their new stadium for next year. SKAC News reports that the latest meeting will include the public being able to give their opinion on the decision at the Urban Youth Academy, where the first meetings will be held. According to many inside the franchise, they say that a downtown ballpark has been steadily growing in popularity, but the ownership says they are looking forward to having meetings to help the public give input on where the potential new stadium and ballpark district around it should best suit the team. The next meeting is coming up on Tuesday next week at the Urban Youth Academy from 5 to 6:30. You can also sign up for future meetings and sign up for email alerts through the website. The total project is a mix of public and private investments paying for the ballpark district, expected to cost a total of $2 billion. In other news, with the Super Bowl right around the corner and just a week away, the Philadelphia Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills has officially been indicted by a grand jury in the state of Ohio on one count each of rape and kidnapping. Mid-America Network Sports.
Wild
Wildcat fans, be sure to order your Wine Wednesday ticket package for only $25 when your K-State women's basketball team takes on Baylor Wednesday, February 15th. Packages include a K-State wine glass, a pregame event in the Shamrock Zone with wine and food, plus a ticket to the Baylor game. Visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS to get yours today. Go Cats!
Friday feature game, Valley Heights at Axtell, live on FM 95.5, on air online and on our mobile app, with Marysville Bulldogs hosting Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Get the best value for your dollar when purchasing birdseed. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Inexpensive birdseed often contains a high percent of cracked corn, oats, wheat, and sorghum. Few types of birds eat these seeds, so much of it ends up on the ground, creating a mess or sprouting into weeds. Instead, select the best seed or mixture for the birds you're trying to attract. Visit allaboutbirds.org for help with your selections. Sunflower seeds attract the widest variety of birds. Black oil sunflower seeds have a high fat content and thin shells that are easy for seed-eating birds to open. Striped sunflower seeds have a thicker, harder shell that can help eliminate some unwanted visitors to your feeders. Unfortunately, the squirrels also like sunflower seeds. You may need to add squirrel baffles or use feeders that are better at excluding these hungry critters. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Each year, more than 3.5 million older adults are victims of financial exploitation in the U.S. Many are afraid to report it, but taking action prevents additional victims. Here's what you can do. Stop. Don't interact with the scammers. Verify the source with a trusted person and report it right away if you think you've been scammed. Call 1-800-922-5330 to report. Sponsored by the State of Kansas and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Beely brothers were farmers near Spillville, Iowa, but it's what the brothers did when they weren't farming that has people still coming to this small town today. For their pastime was truly remarkable. Story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This is Andrew McCray, host of the American Countryside. I'm also a farmer and rancher from Northwest Missouri, and I hope you'll join me each week for Farming the Countryside as we take a look at the top issues impacting agriculture as told by the people farming and working in our industry. We'll talk about markets and trade, share some of the latest tips and trends for grain and livestock producers, and take a look at trends impacting rural America. Join me for Farming the Countryside on many local radio stations or on your favorite podcast platform, or just go to farmingthecountryside.com. Sharon Cleave shares the story of a family raised near Spillville, Iowa.
They were born on a farm about 4 miles north of town. They lived there with their family. Their parents were farmers. They had an older brother, Jonathan, who actually spent his life in a wheelchair. And they had a younger sister, Anna. And none of the siblings ever got married.
Frank and Joseph Beely helped their parents on the farm, but it soon became apparent that they had a pastime that would become their full-time preoccupation.
Frank was the carver, and Joseph was the designer, or engineer, I like to call him. And he actually drew everything up on paper. He was kind of the brains behind the whole thing.
And when Sharon says they were carving and designing, what they were creating were some of the most intricate and amazing wooden clocks you'll ever see.
The first clock that they made was in 1913. Called the Creation Clock. From there it started. I mean, they were carving before that, but I'm not sure why they started making clocks. But once they did, it just seemed like nothing else was important anymore. They just wanted to do clocks.
You can see some of the clocks on our American Countryside Facebook page. Most of these clocks are taller than a person and have music that plays as hand-carved figures move about the clock.
Anywhere from 2 to 4 years it took to make one of these clocks. I mean, we call them clocks, but as you can see, they're a lot more than that.
You can come see the clocks today in a small museum here in town. There are over 20 of these very large clocks on display. The clocks became so well-known, one man came to the farm to see them and make quite an offer. That's a story in itself, and it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Spillville, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCray.
Axtell Knights of Columbus annual consignment auction is Saturday, February 4th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. They'll operate three rings. The posts sell at 10:30, machinery at 1 o'clock. Selling vehicles, trucks and trailers, tractors and machinery, livestock supplies, hay and feed, new and used skid steer attachments. They'll sell hedge posts, lawnmowers and ATVs, tires, hay, straw and big bales, some guns and collectible coins, and other miscellaneous. Consignments accepted through sale time or for advance consignment, phone 785-736-2787. Annual Axtell Knights of Columbus consignment auction Saturday, February 4th, begins at 10 a.m.
Consider raising livestock for their hair coat. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. You can spin up a nice profit by selling fiber for luxurious sweaters and other garments as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
A few years ago, I bought a sweater made with alpaca fleece. It was so soft and definitely worth the money. Spinning handcrafted yarn and creating textiles from livestock fiber is a way to make an extra buck from the farm animals year after year. Chris McLaughlin is a fiber farmer in California and has written a book called Raising Animals for Fiber, producing wool from sheep, goats, alpacas, and rabbits in your backyard. She says your energy, commitment, and the amount of room you have will play into what species and type of fiber animal you choose.
The Angora rabbits are wonderful because you don't have to have acreage. You can live in an apartment and you are a fiber farmer. But there is a difference in that you're not actually out there with sheep, goats, and alpacas. You're not actually grooming the fiber on their body. With the rabbit, depending on which breed you choose, many of them really do need to be groomed a couple times a week to keep that fiber from matting up.
There are specific traits of an animal's coat that should also be considered, such as fiber thickness, softness, strength, and the greasiness of the fiber.
Now, there's lanolin in wool in the sheep, and there's a light grease usually in the goats. We don't usually call it lanolin. We call it yolk. It's usually not as greasy as sheep by far, but the alpacas have none. So if maybe you're interested in not having that in your fiber to begin with, they don't have any, neither do the Angora rabbits.
The animals need proper nutrition and shelter to keep their coats in good condition. Also, keep their living space as clean as you can so you're not brushing out a lot of crud and reducing the fiber quality. Learn more about becoming a fiber farmer at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
used to laugh when I heard the terms worry wart and nervous Nelly. They seem so old-fashioned and dated. But the funny thing is, now I'm saying them. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. No doubt about it. Worry and fear are very real emotions. I feel them. You probably do too. Worry about keeping your children safe. Fear that you may lose your job. Worry about not having enough money. The Bible gives us some insight here and tells us not to worry about our life, what we will eat, or what we will wear. Because life is more than food and clothing. As Jesus said, consider the ravens. They do not sow or reap, yet God feeds them. When you're a good steward of all that you've been given, you can be confident that God will provide what you need. It will make those terms worry wart and nervous Nelly things of the past.
What is radon? Home exposure to radon gas is the leading cause of lung cancer death in the United States for non-smokers. In Kansas, one in four homes will test at or above the EPA action level. The Surgeon General recommends all homes be tested and fixed if necessary. Visit KansasRadonProgram.org for more information. Test, fix, save a life. This message brought to you by the Kansas Radon Program, the Kansas Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Getting soil microbes to work overtime for your crops today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Are you fed up with high prices for crop inputs? Then try the name your own price method of buying crop protection products through the FarmTrade.com model. FarmTrade.com matches you up with reputable sellers who will deliver to your operation at the agreed upon price with savings running up to 20% or more. Farmers have enjoyed the benefits since 1998. Get details now at FarmTrade.com. Not to be confused with biologicals, a product called Source works in a biochemical fashion to stimulate crop growth and function. Eamon Flood is Vice President of Sales for Sound Agriculture.
We're not introducing a biological or anything like that. We're actually just activating the microbiome. The bacteria, the fungi that's in the microbiome has the ability to provide a number of different nutrients to the plant itself.
Flood says Source is intended for corn, soybeans, cotton, wheat, and hay crops, and typically offers a 2 to 3 times return on investment.
Sometimes it shows up in the form of yield, which is always great for the farmer, but it can also show up in lots of other ways that are maybe less quantifiable, but that have some sort of health benefit to the crop itself.
Flood says one of the main benefits of Source is that it stimulates nutrient use efficiency.
And typically where we see the biggest bang for your buck is on those acres that maybe are marginal ground and you're also over-applying fertilizer. If you add the yield bump and the return on investment from using Source, then the cost savings from cutting back on fertilizer, the return on investment can be really, really big.
Source can be applied along with other products, so there's no extra application pass. Dealers are mostly in the central and eastern U.S. Learn more at sound.ag. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
There will be a farmland auction. Two properties in Elm Township, Marshall County, selling at auction Friday, February 3rd at 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion. The first, for the Elizabeth Schulte Wassenberg Trust, is 143 acres more or less, 129 acres more or less cropland with just over an acre CRP. The rest is native grass. This property is located at the intersection of West River Road and Linden Road. The second, for the Herbin Trusts, is 158 acres, more or less, 156 acres farmland, 143 acres cropland. The balance is in tame grass. This is located at the intersection of 11th and Osage Roads in Marshall County. This land auction for Elm Township Farmlands, Friday, February 3rd, begins at 2 p.m. at the Marysville American Legion. For inspection or details, contact Prell Realty and Auction, Don, Steve, or Valerie Prell.
Prell Realty and Auction will conduct the sale.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. On this edition of Ag News, we're going to talk about some legal issues with law professor Roger McGowan from Kansas State University. The first we're going to talk about is the emergency relief program from the USDA and them basically trying to define farm income.
Yeah, this was a big deal for 2020 and 2021 when that program was developed. It's a virus-related piece of legislation, but you had to have a certain amount of farm income to be eligible to qualify for this. The problem that came up was with the definition of farm income and whether that included trades of equipment. And since 2018, based on the 2017 tax law, we no longer route those through Schedule F, so it doesn't show up as farm income. It goes on a different form, Form 4797. USDA's position was over complaints from some of us that were encouraging them to change that definition, was that that would not count in the definition of farm income because it wasn't showing up on Schedule F. So that's a big issue. You could have a farmer that would have a lot of trades in a particular tax year, and then they wouldn't have sufficient farm income to be eligible for this relief.
Another issue is the USDA not determining a wetland issue.
Yeah, this involved a South Dakota farmer who ended up having 8/10 of an acre of a puddle in his farm field as a result of some conservation tree, a tree belt that his grandfather planted in 1936. And as that developed over the years, the trees matured, and about half the time he couldn't farm it without draining that off himself. The other half of the time it would evaporate or soak into the soil, and so it wasn't a problem. Now, USDA came in and certified that as a wetland, which meant that he couldn't farm it without losing his subsidies. Well, USDA had developed a regulation that said, no, you can't do that unless you can show that circumstances have changed.
And let's look at your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
Consider raising livestock for their hair coat. You can spin up a nice profit by selling fiber for luxurious sweaters and other garments on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Sustainability meet profitability. When it comes to sustainable farming practices that unlock new value for farmers, you want to go with a proven, trusted partner. Truterra sustainability programs meet farmers where they are, field by field. Bottom line, your conservation management practices could be worth more with Truterra. So level up your soil health and your operations profit potential. Contact your Truterra retailer or visit truterraag.com/enroll today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Spinning handcraft
handcrafted yarn and creating textiles from livestock fiber is a way to make an extra buck from the farm animals. Chris McLaughlin is a fiber farmer in California and has written a book called Raising Animals for Fiber, Producing Wool from Sheep, Goats, Alpacas, and Rabbits in Your Backyard. She says your energy, commitment, and the amount of room you have will play into what type of fiber animal you choose.
The Angora rabbits are wonderful because you don't have to have acreage. You can live in an apartment and you are a fiber farmer. But there is a difference in that you're not actually out there with sheep, goats, and alpacas. You're not actually grooming the fiber on their body. With the rabbit, depending on which breed you choose, many of them really do need to be groomed a couple times a week to keep that fiber from matting up.
There are specific traits of an animal's coat that should also be considered, such as fiber thickness, softness, strength, and the greasiness of the fiber.
Now, there's lanolin in wool in the sheep, and there's a light grease usually in the goats. We don't usually call it lanolin, we call it yolk. It's usually not as greasy as sheep by far, but the alpacas have none. So if maybe you're interested in not having that in your fiber to begin with, they don't have any, neither do the Angora rabbits.
The animals need proper nutrition and shelter from extreme weather conditions to keep their coats in good condition. Also, keep their living space as clean as you can so you're not brushing out a lot of crud and reducing the fiber quality. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about becoming a fiber farmer at agriculture.com.
It's seed sale season. Call on John Henke with Third Road Ag Sale for SeaTech Genetics Row Crop Seed. They're a small independent seed company offering soil-specific hybrids. The corn hybrids SeaTech offers are all full-flex, allowing for lighter populations to be planted while maintaining quality yield. On the soybean side, Third Road Ag Sales carries varieties for all the popular trait packages. For your corn and soybean seeds, call on John Henke with Third Road Ag Sales at Waterville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's what we're looking at right now. You've got corn for March at 675 and a quarter. That's down 5 3/4. And that's after corn was up earlier today. Corn for May is 674. That's down 5 1/2. Kansas City wheat for March at 881. That's down 3 right now. Kansas City wheat for May, 873 1/4. That's down 3 1/2. March oats at 389 3/4. That's down 3 1/4. May oats at 382 3/4. That's down 3 3/4. March soybeans, after being up most of the morning, continues to be up. 15.35 1/2 right now. That's up 15. Soybeans for May, 15.28 3/4. That's up 12 1/2. Cotton for March, 86.36 is your current price. That's up 75 cents. Cotton for May, 87.04. That's up 70 cents. Live cattle for February, 159.70. That's up $1.27 1/2. Live cattle for April, 163.77. That's up $1.55. Feeder cattle for March, 186.27. That's up $3.25. Feeder cattle for April, 189.92 right now. That's up $1.95 1/2. Taking a look at crude oil for March, 76.60 right now. That's up 19 cents. Crude oil for April, 76.91. That's up 18 cents. Gold for February, 19.13.60. That's down $14.20. Gold for April at 19.30 20. That's down $12.60. Silver for March, 23.61. That's about even right now. Silver for May, 23.81. That's even at this moment. Wall Street, Dow down 106. S&P up 60. NASDAQ up 388. That is a look at your market information for this Thursday, February the 2nd on the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com. Horse Trailer Sales.
When you start a plumbing or electrical project, make sure that you have what you need to get the job done. If you don't have everything you need, Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber can help. Stocking a full line of electrical wiring, switches, boxes, and everything to the fixtures and even light bulbs. For that plumbing task, there's pipes, connectors and joints, faucets, toilets, and accessories. From an installation or remodel to a simple repair, get the plumbing and electrical supplies you need at one stop at Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber.
The January World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates was full of valuable insights for U.S. producers. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Samantha Bennett. Guy Allen, senior economist with the International Grains Program, shares how this report points towards fast approaching changes in world agricultural demand. He begins by explaining the current role the U.S. index is playing in world commodity prices.
With the higher price of the commodities, and particularly with the strength that we're seeing in the U.S. dollar, although the U.S. dollar has come off its highs, the index was up to about 114. It's down just above 103. It's still 8 percentage points higher than it was a year ago at this time. And so that's making high-priced commodities for most of these importing countries look very, very expensive. But most of the importing countries, the value of their currencies have been really, really struggling, particularly against the U.S. dollar, as they see sort of high inflation and as their currency continues to devalue. And that just continues to concern me going forward. And it's these importing countries where we're starting to see that demand destruction.
He goes on to explain the key role that China's population will play, altering world economics.
Came out just over the weekend, their census saying that their population has dropped for the first time in 60 years. That's when they had the Cultural Revolution, the Great Leap Forward, and they were actually in the middle of a domestic famine at that time. The UN came in with their population estimates for China of 2022 at 1.412 billion people. That's off by just under 110 million people. That actually makes India the most populous nation in the world now. Last year, we had expected that, but probably not till next year, to be honest. So, you know, that's in the wake of declining birth rates. They moved to their one-child policy in 1979, I guess, was official, but particularly through the 1970s, they're advocated for smaller families. Since about 2013, they're advocating, they moved from one-child policy to two-child policy a few years ago to three, and now they're trying to prompt their people to have a higher birth rate, but just not making that happen. And they're suggesting that China actually has one of the oldest average age population in the world. And we're going to see a lot of implications, not just for China, but a lot of countries around the world as those changing demographics start to impact the economics and demand for food, demand for energy, availability of labor, and just a whole changing dynamics in the economic situation that the world really hasn't seen before.
Allen ends with insight on what markets he expects to be impacted by China's population decline.
I think we've sort of seen China's peak imports in the last couple of years, and as we continue to move forward, I just don't know if we're going to see that same volume of trade, and corn and soybeans sort of really highlight that.
That was senior economist with the International Grains Program, Guy Allen, sharing insight on evidence of demand destruction in the most recent WASDE report. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
2022 was certainly an interesting year in the ag business. What will 2023 look like? Join me, Jeff Aiken, for Ag Outlook 2023. We will look at what's ahead for the grains market. Then we'll talk about the livestock markets. You will hear from Kansas Ag Secretary Mike Beam, Kansas Water Office Director Connie Owen, and others as we look back at last year and look ahead to this year on Ag Outlook 2023.
Ag Outlook 2023 airs Saturday morning, 8 to 9 a.m. on KNDY, and includes a look at the grain and livestock prospects for the year ahead. Tune this Saturday morning for the Ag Outlook on KNDY and being presented by these Ag supporters.
When it comes to your pets, you want the very best. At Pony Express Vet Clinic in Marysville, your pet is our priority. We know these aren't just dogs and cats, but they are truly part of your family. So we will make sure you feel right at home in our vet clinic. We have state-of-the-art equipment such as digital x-ray, in-house blood work, and the latest and safest medications for your pet. But even more importantly, we truly care. At Pony Express Vet Clinic, your pet is our priority.
At the beginning of every crop year, you get only one chance to get it right. Start your season off with a seed you can trust, Plant DeKalb Astro. They have a full range of products that have proven themselves year after year. Parker Seed can provide the right seed for your environmental conditions. There's no room for error. Call Parker Seed to start your season off right. When you call Todd Parker, he'll put his knowledge and experience to work to help you make the right choices. Call today, 562-6687. That's 562-6687.
KNDY.
Friday feature game, Valley Heights at Axta, live on FM 95.5, on air online, and on our mobile app, with Marysville Bulldogs hosting Abilene, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.